to left. Yastrzemski will not get it. Home run! A three-run home run for Bucky Dent. And look at that Yankee bench.
The waiting is over. The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions.
Back and roll.
This sure is fucking ESPN.
It's the perception. You know, when people see somebody on the sideline, they want to see him rooting his team on. Basically, you know, if you can't play, at least be honest. Like, hey, let's go. You know, come on, guys. Let's get out there. Let's get to it. Come on, bro. You know, he wasn't. He was sulking. He was sulking on the sidelines as he was standing. Didn't have his knee wrapped. Didn't have any ice on the knee.
Which leads me to believe he could have gone out and played if he wanted to.
Right. He sat on the bench sulking. And then when he was standing on the sidelines, he just kind of had his shoulders slumped. And then when the fucking, when the Bears scored a touchdown, he has the nerve to go fist bump one of the trainers. I saw that and nearly lost my fucking mind. I was like, how dare you? You don't get the fist bump. You fuck. I love that intro, especially since I helped to make it. Hi, everybody. Penalty Box here on this lovely February the... What the fuck day is it? I don't even know. February 22nd.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, we can start talking now?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
What's up, man?
Fucking Doug Fry. Was he there the whole time?
Yeah, I was here the whole time.
Son of a bitch. Oh, penalty box with me, Hammy, Falcone, and apparently Doug Bryan.
Hello.
Well, this is a brain stew slash penalty box crossover.
Yes, yeah, it's a mashup here. We have a mashup.
My voice is just barely back.
Yeah.
I think we should start off with King's big news.
Yeah, let's just get this over with.
Yay!
Let's just get this over with. John King is now an employee of Citadel Broadcasting, so he will be leaving.
Yes.
Anyway, Doug, do you want the third mic position that brain suit just opened?
King, my man. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you, brother.
I never feel happy for anybody, but I feel happy for you.
I'm finally employed. I can get rid of Boost Mobile.
Yeah, but also I would have felt the same way if you got a job at Target. It doesn't matter.
John Keane is now the Benedict Arnold of EdgeFM.net.
Oh, King, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, man. It's I really have no idea of even what to thank right now.
You seem happy. You have like an extra pep in your voice and everything.
I never heard King like this. I know. I haven't had one of those in 6 years.
I know. So. It feels like now you know you're still going to be working for free because you still got to pay the bills and everything and all the debt you're in.
So it's the foot in the door of an actual terrestrial radio station.
Atta
I'll have
boy.
To watch my mouth, which is a downturn, but you know.
Oh, you're going to be an on-air talent, huh?
I would hope so. Part of it.
Yeah, hope.
So Ashley in feedback saying, so King didn't get the radio contest job, but another job. What exactly happened there?
It's like American Idol, the second place.
Well, can you talk about this?
Well, I'm sure somebody's listening.
He's going to be fired
before I do anything. from how it was described to me, they held this contest. They had a winner from it, but they were looking to fill up multiple spots. They said there were kind of, you know, a couple of employees left, went to different markets, did different things. So they were kind of low on people to help, you know, fill in spots or do some of the production work, do some of the remote work, run boards, things like that. So they held the contest. Yeah, they got the one winner guy, but they were looking to fill and get a couple people involved.
Like the janitor position.
You know, if someone pukes, you got to mop it up, all that kind of good stuff. So that's what that's what this was. Yeah, no, I didn't win. And so some of the other contests obviously didn't win. But they brought us back up there to kind of just tell us, hey, listen, we still want you. you know, we think it's, you know, you're good for this, blah, 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 all that other good stuff. So long and short of it, no, I didn't win the contest, but I still have a job. So.
Atta boy. What'd you do? You handed in a bunch of graphics and they bought it?
I made them a bunch of graphics online as like a kiss-ass gesture during the contest. And everybody loved it. I even got to go up and talk to the GM about it, which he didn't even talk to me about the graphics. He was like, dude, your voice is great. You're fantastic. You have a Jersey accent, but that's okay. We'll work on that. You're great. We want you here. Blah, blah, blah.
Attaboy. So. That rapist voice is finally going to get you somewhere besides there prison. We go. Look at that. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I really am. I'm not being sarcastic, and I'm going to go back to being the Doug character in a minute. But, like, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations, man. I never felt happy for anybody like I do for you right now, pal.
Fucking penalty Stu Radio and feedback. I've never heard King happy and sober at the same time.
I miss you fucking guys. I've been working and fucking getting in the way of doing the Brain Stu show.
Well,
good to come back here.
Well, third mic is now open, yeah. So you can
there
take
you go,
it.
Doug. Jump in my grave. Yeah.
And next week, Wingate.
is that really official now?
No, not official.
No, well, fuck you then. Don't tease us then.
Don't promise things.
What's funny?
Clutching feedback. Well, Mike Singh just hung himself. King got the golden ticket beforehand.
You know what's funny? Mike hung himself, but still hit the post. Well, I'm going to die now. See everybody later.
He hit the post because that was his head bouncing off the hanging bowl.
Goodbye, cruel world.
That is
I'll go out
funny.
To Lady Gaga here on The Bounce.
And you know, it's funny now, because I'm not going to mention any names, but some people were saying, yeah, you guys will never go anywhere. And look at that, King, he's a...
Wait, who?
What?
You said some people...
Oh, no, I'm not going to say
Oh, you mean
who.
You and Koof?
No, not us, you idiot. The guys that you people don't like.
Oh,
yeah.
Which one?
Oh, the two cum guzzlers from San Francisco. Those
there
guys. Okay.
See, we produced a paid radio employee.
Yeah.
So, so that's basically the news. Yes, I got the job. It does. I do feel sad because I won't be able to do this anymore.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That it does. It,
no,
it
he
does
really
bother me.
He really can't. Citadel's real bad when it comes to letting their employees do other things.
Really?
Yeah.
And not only that, they don't, you know, it's not only do they not want to be associated with stuff that's quote unquote controversial or inflammatory. Mm-hmm. The advertisers are the biggest thing. You know, if you're a radio station, you don't want to lose money because some rinky dink employee is on a station where they say, you know, go eat a cunt or something, which I happen to say all the time. So that, I mean, obviously that, you know, that's the biggest thing is that I can't do that.
All right.
Kane and Wingate have jobs has entered the room. Hell is frozen over. The two people we thought would never get hired anywhere have jobs. And technically this is the penalty box, but we're doing penalty / brain stew crossover today.
Brain box.
I can't really do anything because my voice is just barely here.
Oh my god! That's...
Fucking strep throat I've had the past 2 days. It's
that's
fucking
all the penis
sucks.
You keep on sucking. I've been telling you about that.
Yeah,
you
know? It must be. Me guys.
Yes, I have a job, but I'm still gonna bust balls while I'm here. I got 2 hours to bust balls, and I'm gonna do it.
That a boy. Yeah, you should get all your cunts and fucks and shit.
Yeah,
and
I gotta get all my cunts out now.
Penalty Stew Radio. Kane being unidentified caller to the Edge FM shows. Well, speaking of which, can you even call us anymore? Can you?
I don't know. I could probably call in as unknown, although I do have a distinctive voice.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm unknown. I'm not King, but
fuck you, cunts.
What the fuck is that? Yeah.
How do you sound like Butthead?
I don't know.
I'm triple K.
I heard Mike
on
Less Than Love
last
night.
Well, speaking of Triple H, now that Penalty Box is pretty much no more, why don't we get a pro wrestling show?
I'd like to see it continue. I'd like to see somebody jump in and still do it with Mike, but
yeah, why don't we auto-tune King?
Yeah. Give him the Tara voice.
What are you guys doing? Shut up! You got an urn head.
You got to earn those 2 points per game.
Yeah, it's... Well, it's sad but good. I mean, I'm happy for Kane because he's a friend of mine, but it sucks because, like, ham radio's gone already. I mean, we're airing their old shows on Goom, which, personally, I think are better than the live shows that we did.
Uncooked ham.
Uncooked ham.
No, is that really what he said?
No, we jokingly called it that.
Oh,
but
God.
We're playing unreleased ham radio now, so we'll at least have updated shit like that in the RSS feed.
It's new to you.
New to you.
It's like Tupac just coming out with
Exactly. It's like dead Tupac months from now released a new album. Penalty box. I mean, I'll be honest here. Besides football, I really don't know that much about other sports. Mike here will have to be like the workhorse of this show if penalty box were to continue. I was thinking, why don't we do a pro wrestling / MMA show? I mean, between me and Mike, we could cover that shit, no problem.
Yeah, I know nothing about wrestling, so I'll be out on that one.
Bunch of half-naked dudes rolling around.
Hey,
that's
Mike,
all it is.
Let's talk about a bunch of greased-up, steroid-headed guys just rubbing themselves all over each other and just covering themselves in their legs and putting heads in their crotches trying to make them submit. Ooh. Is that going to replace Lust and Love? Is that what you're saying?
Lust and Love is the only show.
You're talking about it from a sports aspect, not from a
Lust and
Love's
the
gay love aspect.
Lust and Love's the only show that's actually consistent right now.
I want to cover The Rock.
It was consistent until Mike did the show last.
Oh my God, we were just saying before you got here. Fucking Mike making comic book jokes.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude.
He was making references to Spider-Man and Batman, and Ricky and Marianne were just sitting there like, and that awkward silence. Yeah. And it was so goddamn funny.
My fillings hurt.
I can tell you about dildos, but I can't tell you about fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Lust and Love, not Lust, Love, and a couple comic book characters.
Dude, but it was in reference to the story we were reading. That's why the jokes were even being made, because of, what Nicolas Cage named his kid.
What do you name him?
LL.
I didn't listen to the whole show. After my call, I just...
They were talking about, like, the top weirdest celebrity kid names.
Oh.
And, like...
What does that have to do with Lust and Love?
I don't fucking know. They were talking about kids. I wasn't paying attention. I was watching Raw because I'm an asshole. And I was at a second job. See that? Hammy's so broke, he can't afford anything. I took a second job.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Where?
At the movie theater right up the street.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Get me in for free.
Yeah, fuck you. I get free movie privileges.
Do you really?
You get popcorn or what?
No, I get half off on popcorn, which means I'm still going to go broke.
So what do you do? Usher, ticket taker?
I do everything.
Usher. No, he's not Usher. I get it, Usher.
Wingate and feedback saying, Hammy, how's the diet? It's horrendous.
What?
Not that I'm failing the diet. The diet's working great. It just sucks because I can't eat anything I like. Like, I see.
You're on a diet.
Yeah, I see Cinnabons when I go to the mall, and I like the smell of it. Just like I
gives you a hard on.
Yeah, you fat fuck.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't give me a hard on, but it just it makes me hate myself that I can't go there and order one. And then
you would go there, eat it, and halfway through eating the box of Cinnabon, you'd be like, I hate myself for doing this.
So you hate
yourself because you can't, and then you hate yourself because you would hate yourself if you did.
He goes
you're
home
in
and cuts his
situation.
He cuts his wrist, and it's just icing coming out of the wound.
It's icing and maple syrup. And then fucking, I was watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives last night on Food Network. My God, man. I got so goddamn hungry for fattening, disgusting food. No.
Oh, boy.
I want to put sunglasses on the back of my head just like him so I can do them.
No, I used to dress just like Guy Fieri. No, I'm not doing that ever again. Yeah. you see that awful sunglasses with the middle finger, the spiked air pick that we made fun of about a couple weeks ago? I used to dress like that all the time.
Wait, one more. I'm sorry to be off topic, but the penalty box is going to end? Like, that's it? There's no more?
I was hoping not. I would love it to continue.
Yeah.
I have to find somebody to fill the spot.
Yeah, well, the filler show, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. right here on Edge FM, isn't going to end. It's going to be here every Tuesday.
You dick.
Hey, how'd you guys like to be a part of the Brain Stew Media family?
I don't know. Ask who. I don't mind.
I reached out to Rob from Clutch and Wiggle about it because he knows hockey. So
I was going to say, I would love to hear Rob on here and because he's just, you know, he doesn't know as much hockey as me, but he's a pretty good replacement.
Yeah, see, I can only do football.
Egomaniac taking over.
Oh, no. I work for Citadel.
I work at Citadel now. King's ego is the second biggest thing about him now.
Wait, what's the first?
That was a King has a big penis.
Oh, right, yes.
Wingate and feedback penalty box needs more curling? Yeah, we may be. Well, King's leaving, so we can't talk about curling because no one else except King gives a shit about curling.
Well, hey, King, did they even listen to like your brains through stuff and hear what you say on here at all?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy, you better keep them in the dark about that one.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
So, with King gone, penalty box is pretty much crippled.
Yeah.
Brain Stew is, well, not going to be as funny anymore. Yeah. Graphic designs, we can't do that anymore because King can't be associated with us.
Yeah.
So there goes some money we were going to make.
So he better do it quick. Yeah. Do as many as you can tonight.
King got a radio career before Hammy has entered the room. Penalty Stew Radio, when is Hammy going in studio, a.k.a. Coop's bedroom for the filler show?
Yeah, when are you going to do that? You keep saying, I'm going to come by, I'm going to come by.
I never do.
Do it tonight.
No, see, the problem is, you guys have your show at night,
yeah.
And once Hammy's girl comes home, he's kind of chained up. He can't go
nowhere. For the most part.
She bitches and moans.
He's like the
everything.
Ending scene in King Kong with the chains around his wrist and everything.
Beauty killed the beast. Well, she's not that beautiful. But.
Lust and Love last night, they were talking about an article, Top 10 Signs Your Relationship's Ending, and I'm like, well, that half of that describes me.
Dude, that show was a clusterfuck last night. There was so many problems when they first got on. Ricky was too loud. Then you couldn't hear. You couldn't hear Mike. God knows where they went. And Mike.
Ricky's too loud anyway.
Dude, Mike's timing because he was on the phone with those two babbling bitches. Like, it was just off.
Wingate and feedback. This will be the catalyst for Hammy killing himself on air. And Mike, King, and I fighting over Hammy's Transformers.
And Aaron gets Kratos. No, Aaron's got to fuck me to get Kratos. Fuck that.
Who's this chick Ashley in the chat that you said?
That's a guy, actually.
It is?
It's a dude from England that listens to Talk Radio Meltdown.
Thanks, Ashley. Now listen to the filler show Tuesdays, 9 p.m. right here on Edge FM. Tonight.
Yeah, that's like, you know, 4 a.m. over there. I don't even know what the fuck it is over there.
Yeah, right now the sun's going down in England.
Three, I think it's 3 a.m. over in England at 9 here. I don't know.
God, I miss
Six
you guys.
I think they're 8 hours ahead of us.
Dude,
I
was going to go into work. I was going to go into work early, but I heard that this was going to be King's last show. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come over here.
Yeah, this is Kane's last show with us.
Oh,
last
boy.
Show on Edge, last show with the Brain Stew people, last penalty, but last everything.
So does that mean you can't be in the chat room either listening to the show?
Fuck that. I'm going to be in chat. I don't give a shit. Whatever. I can be in chat. They can kiss my ass. Oh. I'm going to be in chat.
Oh, wait. I hope they're not listening.
No, they're not.
Is he
the
an
views
employee?
Of King do not represent that of John Quincy King or anybody with Southern Broadcast.
Oh, my God. King the Morning Man.
King in the Morning.
Well, hey, everybody, what's going on here? It's King in the Morning here. Nice of not here. Great hair.
If King becomes a morning show guy, me and Harry are going to be very quick to start kissing his ass to get slots on the show.
Yes. Well, here we go, guys. We got Lady Gaga top 10. Here we go.
Listen, what was the one thing we all said on it? We said we love doing the internet stuff, we love the freedom of that. But we would all
top
40 zoo hosts in a second if we can get made.
I'll be doing like fake prank phone calls. Yeah, your daughter has to give me money back for the couch. Sir, we were just kidding. It's Doug Bryan here on Z100.
It's Mike Falcone here on Burger King and Ham in the Morning.
Question feedback. I'm suing for Burger King and Hammy in the Morning.
That's the greatest name ever.
Oh, my God.
Featuring DJ Dougie B. I can't do this with my voice, but Kane rocks in the morning.
Rocks!
What kind of music do they play over there?
Hard rock.
Nine, seven, nine, oh, good. Hard rock.
All right, yeah. So that's not too bad.
But they had there's four stations, five stations within the building itself on the same floor. Oh,
wow. Fucking Ricky, you thick-headed cunt. She asked several times already what happened. King got a job. He didn't win the contest, but they got several people from that contest at 97.9X in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylynia.
Yeah, I compared
He has a paid radio job now.
I compared it to American
Fareed
Idol.
Suleiman has entered the chat. That's the CEO of Citadel Broadcasting.
Oh, my God.
Hi, it's DJ Dougie B here with your Tyler Perry update.
Yeah, we better put the radio voice on. Yeah, here we go, guys. We got tons of sports to talk to you about tonight. And hockey, by the way, very much taking off. And the Devil's goalie was pulled last night. And what are your take on that, guys? Okay.
So
we got a live read here tonight. We got who we got here on the spot? Netflix. Yeah, tune into your Netflix. We have them coming in here, and you can get three movies at a time, but you don't get the movies back.
Southern Zoo host.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
What's going on? Yeah, look at them go.
Yeah,
we
joke about it all the time about King, like how much we hate the morning too. But and I don't like JV. But God damn it, if I got a job because of that, I'd be like, oh hey, how you doing? Hey, my buddy RJ's here.
Oh,
and here's the thing.
I have no part in this conversation.
There's the several radio stations on the floor itself. So while I'm doing this for 97.9X, I want to be part of that part of the station. Like when it comes to board ops and doing other stuff like that. I could be doing it for BHT, which is the top 40 station there.
King is going to be doing characters like that fucking guy who robbed Rob 92.3.
Yeah.
He'll be like, hi, I have $10,000. I'm by the old steel mill. Come and get me.
What is that? Catch the...
bandit guy.
No, we will not be... I know.
Kate's going to be the 97.9X fugitive. No.
I'll be hiding in the mid-Aquals. Panties.
That's what
I'll be hiding.
Yeah, I'll
if
be
you don't
here,
play three Metallica songs in a row, the bitch gets it. This song should give it away where I am. Ready?
Sanitarium!
Gonna get...
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Mark Hamill and King Kong in the morning.
That's what they're gonna change the name to, King Kong.
Well, King
God,
go
he's
into
huge like King Kong. That's your new nickname, dear.
My name is John Quincy King Kong here in the morning, and
King Kong. That would be great.
Hey,
Burger King and Hammy in the morning. That's fantastic.
Hey, by the way, if they have any openings, just tell them you got a good friend named Doug Bryan.
Listen, fucking Eddie from Ham Radio already tried.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mooch. Fuck him. He never helped any of us. Tell him to go fuck himself. I don't care if he's Hammy's friend.
The contest wasn't like it was right after I did my first stint on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts talking to the guy who was running the contest. And he's like, hey, is it too late to enter that contest? Can I just put in my resume? What's going on over there?
Yeah. Well, where was he when we needed help? Me and Coop tried to get our show on there. He pulled no strings for us at all. So, you know what? Fuck him for that one.
Clutching.
Who's friends with him?
Clutching feedback. Not the fugitive. King's a fugitive.
The 92.37 Bigfoot.
If someone calls in on King's show and they bomb, he's going to be like, well, I'm going to hang up on you now. You've just been dethroned by King.
He's going to have stupid sayings like that. I will rule you.
Kate's going to have the Knights of the Round Table.
Oh, my God. It's John King with Mike Falcone and Chris Hamill, or the Knights of the Buffet Table.
Fucking Kane's gonna dub McKay. I dub thee Sir McKay, Knight of my Round Table.
Listen
to the Royal Music Top 40.
If I ever do a show at Knights and it's called Knights of the Round Table, I'll quit. It's not gonna happen. And I say it's not gonna happen. But if they say, hey, this is the name of the show you're doing, do it. I will absolutely 100%. Not question him and absolutely do it.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to put a chick in there with him. It's going to be John King and like Elizabeth Queen or some shit like that, just to spice it up a little bit.
Fucking the intro of Kane's song is going to be the Knights of the Round Table song from Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Oh, wow, the knights of the reinforced round table.
We're getting feedback to the Knights of McDonald's.
Wow, here, here's our sports segment, the Fantasy League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Fantasy League. Ashley feedback, KFC, Kane fried chicken.
Oh my god.
Wow, we marinated our chicken and cunts.
They're going to have like stupid little like little double entendres like King and the Knights at night.
Right, it is 26 past the hour in the Philadelphia area, and you are listening to John Quincy King here at 97.9 Rocks.
97.9, the Royale Station of Pennsylvania, with me, King.
Penalty, Stu Radio, Kane in the morning. Get your crown bumper sticker now.
Oh, man. Oh, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
He's going to be yelling at interns, "You're not man enough to wear the royal clothing. Take that off."
And the royal clothing is a Govalchuk jersey.
Oh man.
You know what the problem is? Is that I'm going to like do the intro for the songs, and I'm going to try to hit the post, and I'm going to do it, and I'm still going to have the mic on, and you're going to hear me in the background say, "Oh, man, I singed that bitch."
I just can't wait for King to fuck up live on the air.
What does he say? What does he
say? Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch. Fuck, I'm fired.
Get out of the studio, you cunt. Oh, wait.
King's going to be fired the first time he calls an intern the cunt off air.
I can't wait.
King's going to keep fucking that chicken. Ha-ha-ha-ha.
Penalty Stu Radio, Kane's last show here. It's become the roast of John Kane. It has.
It has been, but you know what? That's our way of saying congratulations, so take it. Shut up.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Oh, here I go, guys. I'm getting ready to do my show. My name is King, and I'm sitting on the throne coming at you live from Pennsylvania.
Sitting on the throne! No, and the throne is really a toilet in the bathroom.
It's just a leather...
Right, it's Wednesday, so you know what that means, guys. It's King's Royal Rock Block.
Well, I know this about the chair. It's a chair that Uncle Eddie will not be sitting in.
Clutch responding to my toilet joke. Get it? He's on his shitter. Waka waka.
What if King just trashes Edge FM on his first day? I was a part of this internet thing. Fuck them. They suck. They're going nowhere.
Dude, I was part of this little, you know, internet thing. It was really nothing, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Did he say it on the air, like, oh, he did some internet podcasting and it was like, oh, no big deal? Didn't he say that? Didn't we play that clip?
He did?
I said, no, yeah. He asked if I had ever done anything like before. I said, yeah, I've done some other things. I've done some internet stuff. Yeah, I described Edge FM as internet stuff.
Yeah, you don't really want to give too much of
I want to say, hey, I did Edge FM. Everybody take a listen to me say cunt and faggot and
be racist.
And all that shit. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Clutching feedback. You hear stomach growl in the air because he's hungry. Well, Kingdom, you've heard the royal grumble.
What if he just gets... never mind. I don't feel that joke is any good. I'm not going to say
it. He got 2 seconds into it and said, nah, fuck it.
No, I'm not like Mike. I don't go through them if I know they're bad. I just kind of...
Penalty Stu Radio live from the 97.9X Castle. It's John King.
You know what? I'm just going to say the joke anyway, even though I know it's horrible. They're going to get a co-host that's name is Cheese, and then there's going to be King, and then it's going to be called the Royale with Cheese. You see? That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah, that was...
You see? I pulled
good
out
job,
of that
buddy.
One.
Good
You're
job.
Welcome. Yeah. Well, thank God I caught that coming out of my tongue. Oof.
Does this mean that Hammy has to edit King out of every show now?
Fuck.
Why, King didn't kill his family and child via crippler crossface?
Not yet.
Oh, King's not a cold day in hell, Wingate. Sorry.
Was that say Doug's gay?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, by the way, how do you like your the raper guy?
Yeah,
as,
why
as
that guy? I don't get it. Why him?
Because he's a gay black guy.
Oh. I think two people Ricky did it because he was black and gay. So
two groups of people that you that you just love combined into one person.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind the gays too much. It's the other kind that.
See, this is why I can't be associated with it.
Penalty Stu Radio. Edit Kane out of every show and have Wingate re-speak all of Kane's lines.
You realize after you put Wingate's voice, it takes the shows an extra 5 hours longer, so Wingate get his thought out of his head.
We gotta do a Wingate re-edit.
Oh, man.
Throw it up, you stupid cunt.
I would love to take the Stewart rant and just replace King with Wingate. It's not gonna be Stewart.
If King ever fucks us over, we could edit Stewart's name with the CEO of Citadel Broadcasting and just send it to him and be like, this is what he was saying about you a couple days before.
I can tell you about this. Becoming an employee there with all the paperwork that you have to fill out, there are plenty of terms and conditions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So how many have you signed so far? Like, what have you
I've done 1, 2, 3. I did 3 there that I had to sign and fill out and do everything like that. I've did a 4th one online, and he warned me more is coming. So there's a
Holy
lot of people.
Shit. Oh, my God. Do you actually read these through or no?
No.
Dude, they could be saying things like, we have to shoot your wife in the face live on air in order for you to get the job.
On the radio?
Go ahead.
That a boy. Somebody actually said to me a couple days ago, how could you do this and not get paid? And I'm like, I like doing it. It's a lot of fun.
We want to get paid.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Of course we do.
Dude, I'll be honest here right now. If I was in Kane's position, I'd be like, brains do fuck that.
Yeah, what's that shit? No, but King's got to keep us around because you never know with this radio shit. It could switch format tomorrow and all of a sudden King's
Once I'm fired, I got to come right back. Hey, guys. Okay, can I come back?
Hi.
Penalty still up. Hi.
Bring the penalty box back, guys. Wait, does that mean we also have to get rid of all King's graphics designs that's a part of all these other
ones? You can keep those.
Fuck that. The site... I mean, it's a running joke now with, it's the site's ready. No, it's not. It's a running gag now.
What site?
Our site.
Oh, your site.
You didn't see it?
No.
You didn't see the beta version of the site yet? It's on. I mean, I'll post the URL in the chat room, but.
Mike just laughed. Did he laugh because the site's a joke?
Like, yeah. No, the site's awesome. I mean, between the three of us, we've said that the site's just like fucking awesome. Yeah. It looks great. It's just it needs a little tuning.
Yeah.
And I said to him, he said to me, I can launch it now if you want. But I'm like, no, wait until it's all completely done.
Yeah, go all or none. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't do it. Don't launch it. Don't put it up there. Do everything you need to do to get it perfect.
It's like Axl Rose, and the website is like Chinese democracy.
It is. It really is.
Wait for it to be perfect. Then when he finally posts it up, everybody's going to be like, meh.
That's what it's going to be.
He's building it up so much, it's just going to be shit.
It looks great.
King wearing a suit and tie is logged in. I actually wore very nice dress pants and a very nice button-down shirt.
That's a big fucking suit.
That is a big suit.
Well, it wasn't a suit. It was suit pants, a very nice button-down black shirt, very nice dress shoes, and my big fucking leather jacket.
Hmm.
Very heavy. It's a dress leather jacket. I'm not going there looking like a fucking greaser.
Now, the one thing I had about this job was that it was a contest winning. That's a little odd. I never heard of that before.
Like I said, the way they ran it, the way he presented it to me
it was corrupt.
Today was, it was a contest. And there was a winner to it. But the contest itself was to try to find talented people to fill positions. That's why it was always meant from the start to find 4 or 5 people that they wanted there.
Oh, I see. And Hammy's showing me the site right now. It does look good. But you got to take away that penalty box thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, I really hope the show doesn't die. I would love to have the penalty box still around and to have people part of it and just, it continue on no matter who's... Yeah. The host of it, no matter how it's going on, just to have the penalty box be around. I don't want to see the whole show die because I'm not there.
Now, King, if you ever get, like, when you're doing the shows live on terrestrial radio, just think, no matter how bad you do, your show's not as bad as Clutch and Wiggle.
Right.
I'm kidding. I'm joking, of course.
Oh, yes. No, everything's better than club.
Rob does good on his show, from what I hear. He does. The show's getting a lot of hits and everything, so good for him.
No, he does. Compared to what the show was when it first came on Edge, to what it is now, and I saw Hammy say this too. It is night and day. It has gotten a ton better. It's like listening to old smoke break shows and listening to Brain Stew now. It's a healthy advancement.
Good.
So
good for him.
Absolutely,
Rob. I'm kidding. Take it easy. Jesus Christ. You're going to go on another rant. Well, Doug's an asshole. He fucking does stand-up at McDonald's.
Rob is very sensitive. For being part of Edge FM, he is a little sensitive.
Yeah, I know. Wait, that means also King can't be a moderate in the chat anymore. So could I have that spot?
Screw that. Screw that.
Oh, man. The royal radio show with John Quincy King. Get it? It's a pun, stupid. I'm going to miss King, though. I like talking to him. He's fun to do a show with.
I am going to. It is.
I'm going to miss him. I wanted to start a Sunday show, and I wanted to see if you wanted to be a part of it, but now you can't.
Nah. You know, being part of Brain Stew for the last almost 2 years now, whether being in the chat or actually on air, and helping with graphics and helping everything, and just being part of the show for the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years.
Are you going to cry?
And no.
Oh, okay.
And just being, you know, with Edge FM taking up the show. Honestly, in the time that I was with Brain Stew, being with Edge has been the best time ever.
Well, you haven't even started the other job, so how do you know that?
Because I was also with them when they were on here in New Brunswick.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The chat and everything in there. So that was horrendous. Just all that stuff. And honestly, being on the show and being able to do these things helped hone my skills of being able to have a personality on radio and having things like that, which is what impressed the general manager, which is what impressed the people there that were doing this contest stuff.
Well, I could say this, though. I mean, you getting a job there, finally, and I'm not just saying this to kiss your ass because obviously I would never do something like that, but, you know, we're friends and everything. I got to say, like, them hiring you shows that maybe they are looking for some sort of on-air talent that actually has talent nowadays. No more of these, like, stupid hacks. One station finally opened up its eyes and everything. You know, so maybe that's a step in the right direction. Because, I mean, hiring you, I've known you from doing this shit and everything. I'm like, they could have hired literally so many, like, disgusting hacks that, like, the same old shit across America. And finally they're going to hire somebody different. And I really do hope you get that on-air job because I want to hear everything. I want to hear, like, how you change it and everything, you know. So good luck to you, my friend.
Thanks, man. And I'm saying, honestly, without this, without having this to hone the skills from just, you know, talking and yelling and cursing and blah, 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 to actually, you know, honing a personality, a radio personality, going with the flow of a topic and just, you know, learning how
exactly
to go with something, I don't think I would have never gotten to this point anyway.
Well, that's the thing.
A lot of it has to go to Hammy for allowing him to be on the show.
Yay!
For Edge to having the show on here and a stable place to actually have the show where it could be on and people could hear it. You know, there's so much, you know, it was so much more than just me getting this job. It was everybody here helping and pushing along and allowing me to do the stuff and then, you know, hoping and praying that I could get this job and do all this stuff. I mean, all that, everything together. I mean, I couldn't have done it
Yay.
If it wasn't for Hammy and for this. I really couldn't have.
That a boy. Yes. Way too long, if you ask me. I think we got the point when you first opened your mouth. But, you know,
I had a little sentimental for a second. Would you let me do that, please?
Yeah, you're right. I've never heard King actually have feelings.
Well, feelings aside from hatred and rage.
I don't understand. When I listen to, like, regular radio, I don't understand how some of these guys just can't go with a topic. Like, they go and stray off about this dumb shit, and it's so boring. How fucking hard is it? I mean, I could do this. I could do it on regular radio without being shocking and cursing. I could easily go on with a topic and be more entertaining than these retards that are on there now.
Penalties to radio in chat. Let's play a game. Make King cry.
Yes! I know how you could do that. King, you're fired. Son of a bitch.
No, it's called Let's Make King Cry. Let's not make King jump out the window and hang himself.
Is that what you're going to do if you lose this job?
Right now, yes.
Oh, all right.
6 months from now? I don't know.
Because, see, you also got to keep in the back of your mind that they go, and I'm not trying to burst your bubble or nothing, but they do go through, like, these radio jobs sometimes, like, really quick. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
They go, oh, no, this guy's not working. Next. Like, cause
well, that's
just
what I'm hoping I can, in whatever I do there, with learning everything, learning how to do the remotes, learning how to do board op and everything like that. And plus, you know, hopefully with my voice and being able to do that stuff and doing the track listing. Is to hopefully, you know, they already like my voice. They like my on-air personality, which they've already told me. So, I mean, that's step one.
Well, you've been now on air already?
I so that I can be useful in other areas.
Wait, have you been on air over there already?
You didn't hear that.
No.
He didn't hear the... Hi!
Okay, so we can have a little fun here before Doug needs to leave.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, Doug, you just reminded me of the greatest piece of
advice. Should we take a break first? Should we take a break first and then go?
No, because Doug needs to go soon.
You know what? I'll go at four.
Before we take a break, I do have to say, King is a very quick learner when it comes to the aspects of radio. I mean, he got the, Audacity? You got the
Shut up, Mike. I want to hear the fucking audio.
No,
sorry.
Shut up, Doug.
Seriously, you're going to leave at like the end of the show?
Yeah, what time's it go to?
Four.
Four-ish? Yeah, I'll leave at like 3:45-ish.
Okay, so yeah, we can take a break.
All right.
Yeah, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and let Doug hear it with the fresh ears. Oh, boy. This is great.
What were you saying, Mike?
I was saying, King picked that up pretty quickly, so I think he's going to have a pretty productive career with radio now, with paid radio, I should say. Mm.
Yeah, career can be pretty productive when it lasts 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Apparently, still, King will be recruited by OutQ to do King and Queen. Hi, everybody. Welcome to King and Queen in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
Come on and rise and show me where that sun don't shine.
Oh, what the fuck? That's hilarious.
Hi, it's King from King and Queen. I'm up in the morning. Bang, bang.
Whoever Penalty Stu is, that was fucking great.
That's OA fan in Arizona.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. I love that kid. That kid is fantastic. I don't think he's a kid, though. I think he's like 55 and still lives in his parents'
Fucking Doug. All right, we're going to play a song here. We're going to be right back here. This is Penalty Stu. And I'm Dan Kane. This song is John Kane. Uh-oh. This is Wasted Again by Turbo Negro.
Word!
Right here on edgefam.net. Stay right there. More to come.
This is Doug Bryan from The Filler Show, and you're listening to the only two guys that know their sports, The Penalty Box. Go fuck yourself.
It's The Penalty Box on edgefm.net.
No, not really, it isn't.
No, not today.
See, the great thing about that promo, Doug, is that now that I'm gone, I'm not going to be here. You can still use it because you never mentioned my name.
Ah!
See? So it's still the two guys who know their sports, The Penalty Box. Never mentioned any names. You can always use it. I like that.
Doug's never heard that before.
No.
Marianne, on the other hand, has to re-record her promo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, man. We got to get rid of that sexy promo. That sucks. That was a great one.
That was awesome.
I've been a bad boy, Daddy.
He did a dice.
All right. You want to hear John Cain on
97.9X? Yes, I do! Let it roll.
I'm gonna shit right now.
Shut up, Judas. This is your last show here. Deal with it.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Pause it real quick. Pause it. King, this sounds like a real riveting station. Time to nut up or shut up. You know what that means. Some shocking talk is coming your way. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Uh-oh, here it comes. One.
I like that intro.
That is very pretty.
Yeah. I am here with John King.
Uh-oh.
Hello, sir.
You've got pipes, brother.
Thank you, sir. I got that old radio voice.
Ah! Ah! Oh, my God!
I got that
whole radio voice. Yes, as I take a pull from my pipe.
He's freaking out about this. When we get to the high, he's going to lose his fucking mind.
Oh, my God. Okay. You got some pipes, brother. Yeah. See, we're guys, so we say brother to each other.
I got that voice like Ted Williams.
You got some pipes, brah.
Attaboy. I wish you recently been homeless. I wish you had some pipes across your head.
Fat to be homeless.
Oh, did you hear that? He's too fat to be homeless.
To be homeless. Uh-oh. He's ripping on the fatzos.
You, everyone.
You got some voice. I'm too fat to be homeless. So, no.
Oh, he gave a fake laugh.
You got some really good radio pipes when your general manager, who's been in radio for like 25 years, walks through the lobby while you're sitting there, then calls me on my cell phone and goes, dude, the guy in the lobby, he's got some pipes.
Wait, pause that. I wish you had a couple pipes across your fucking temples at this point.
For like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, I got here about 3:30 and saw a couple people walk by.
Right.
He sounds so nervous.
Somebody heard me.
Oh, I was in the beginning. I was
pulling my nervousness out of me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, John, where are you from, man?
I am from
Wilkes-Barre. You cunt!
Yeah. Good old city of Wilkes-Barre.
I'm sporting the Devil's jersey.
Oh, absolutely. Well, originally I'm from Jersey, so that's why I got the Devil's stuff on.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of John. This is not your first radio rodeo, is it?
No. I've been, bounced around here or there, doing mostly internet stuff.
Which means you've been in radio. That's how it works. But you get bounced around no matter what you do.
I guess.
All right. We're going to get to the bottom
of
John King from Wilkes-Barre coming up.
He got bounced around, all right? He got bounced around from job to job until somehow he miraculously landed a radio job.
Oh, just wait until you hear the hi! Oh.
I think that's coming up. I think that's actually the next one here.
King's just going in that internet thing. And meanwhile, McKay's like, dude, it's radio.
Yeah.
You hear that? McKay thinks that we're doing radio, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
McKay, who's going to lose his job in 3 weeks to King.
Welcome to Burger King in the afternoon.
Yeah, what that dumb fuck didn't realize is that the man he's interviewing right now is taking his job very soon.
Oh, my God. User King is now known as Too Cool for Brain Stew.
Oh, Jesus.
I love how this is a sports show where we're not talking about sports at all.
No. Yeah. Fucking Carmelo got traded. No, who cares?
Spring training started. Fuck him.
Carmelo Anthony going to Knicks like putting caviar on diarrhea. Nothing's going
to
happen.
It doesn't help him this year.
Don't try to distract from your horrible audio.
I am going to try to distract from this as much as I can because what's coming up is going to be cringing.
Hammy, spin it, brother. Spin it, yeah.
I love this user.
Hammy, roll the tape.
I love this user that logged in. King, when King makes thousands, Hammy still makes pennies.
Please, I'm still making pennies. Everything at this job other than the remotes is going to be minimum wage. So.
Oh, well.
It's minimum wage doing something you love. I would rather
take
that.
That's it, so I don't care. I'm here doing it for free most weeks, you know what I mean? So.
King, minimum wage is better than zero.
All right, here we go.
That's true.
Hit
it. God.
Here we go.
It's a bridge. Isolation. It's 97.9X. Limp Bizkit and Break Stuff on 97.9X. Here in the 97.9X studio on day one of five of our wannabe a DJ contest auditions. That's what we're calling it, really. John King from Wilkes-Barre.
Because we're desperate.
Ah, what a fuck! Oh,
oh
no.
Man!
Oh, hi! Let's hear that again, shall we?
We're calling it, really. John King from Wilkes-Barre.
Hi!
It gets worse every time I
You sound like a deeper voice version of Kermit the Frog when you said that. Oh my God. Hi!
Hi, Homer!
Good morning, Bear Man!
That's what we're calling it. John King from Wilkes-Barre.
Hi!
very shy individual. We've been friends for about 20
years. Oh,
pause.
And, we've learned. Very shy individual. Like you two are just sharing a laugh over a drink.
You can hear the fake laughs coming from that.
Oh, my God. He's going to be
what?
Doing a lot of that.
I was doing my radio laugh.
The poor guy's not... The poor guy's not funny enough to actually get a real laugh.
Wow. You're trying to get me fired.
Spin it, pal.
Oh, no. King can afford alcohol now. Has logged out. Clutching Feedback says, well, first Wingate says, we need a In Kane's Memory video made for him, and we need that Sarah McLachlan song. I will remember you.
Now, let me ask you this, King. Was
in
it
between
hard,
words of King saying cunt.
Was it hard not to curse on the terrestrial?
No. You know, when you're there and you realize, you know, that it's a different situation. It's everything like that. You're aware of what's coming out of your mouth. You're aware of the words you're using.
Obviously, you're not aware.
Every word.
Obviously, you're not aware of what's coming out of your mouth. Hi! Gave it away.
You know? I was trying to sound enthusiastic, and instead I sounded really, really gay.
It's like somebody's standing on your testicles.
Hi!
From Wilkes-Barre.
Hi!
Hi, everybody.
Very shy individual.
I have a feeling that that's going to end up being a drop like the rest of Brain's
Devils fan.
Huge Devils fan.
This is not your first radio rodeo. You've done some internet radio before.
A little bit, yes.
And
little bit, fuck you.
Poker player.
Huge, love it. Poker is fantastic.
Do you think you're a good poker player because you have some skill, obviously?
Right.
But do you think you're a better poker player because you're huge?
And the intimidation factor?
Yeah.
Maybe.
How tall are you?
I am 6'8".
6'8".
6'8".
So if we were to hire you and we have a basketball team, we instantly become, we go from sucky to not so sucky.
Oh, my God.
Like in the 300s of pounds.
Right. So we should
start
a football
game
team.
There.
Oh, he laughed at his own weight joke. I'm 300 pounds. Oh my God. My teeth hurt from listening to you. Keep going.
So glad I'm leaving.
Kane's like, I'm glad I'm leaving, you fucks.
Hi. Hi.
We should start a football team.
There you
and
go.
Have John on it and be
the offensive line.
You
there
will
you
be
go.
The line.
There you go.
All right, we're gonna
there
get
you
to
go.
The bottom of John King a little more.
There you
we're
go.
We're also gonna do our What the Hell Theater stories. You got those?
Oh, I got them ready to go.
And they're coming up after this That's one it. From Disturbed. It's called The Animal.
God.
Here's another wannabe. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, King, do you still have those idiot theater trailer movie things that you said you had? Let me hear some of them.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sure it's probably in here. We have like 16 minutes.
It's in.
Keep
it's
it going.
In there.
We have 16 minutes of audio. We're only 3 minutes in, Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then you know what? Let 2 minutes play out and I'll hold my comments.
3, 2, 1. All right. We are in the 97X studio with John King from Wilkes-Barre.
Indeed you are.
John, what do you do for a living, man? What's your thing?
Again, he asked.
Right now, I'm unemployed. So.
Unemployed?
Yeah, so this job...
Gunning for the job. We mentioned there's no health insurance, right?
That's fine.
John is a wannabe.
Uh-oh.
We're taking some phone calls already. Hello?
Hi, that DJ, the jockey, you guys have a 6'8", 300 pounds?
Correct.
I have a semi-pro football team in Mountaintop. I would love to have them.
Look at that.
Yeah, football.
Look at it. Kane's being offered jobs everywhere.
Yeah,
now
he's a fucking semi-pro football player. He's a semi-radio host. Look at that. He's also semi-retarded.
He really is our Ted Williams. John King really is the Ted Williams of Edge FM.
He's like Bo Jackson, except not athletic or black.
Not black.
No, user, no more Boost Mobile for King because he rocks.
Hi! Answer the phone like that now. Every time somebody calls you, hi!
Hi!
Hi, 97.9X, hi! Oh, keep it going, brother. 3, 2, 1.
What position did I'm talking to John. John's right here right now. What position did you play, John?
Me? I was defensive tackle and offensive tackle. I played both sides.
I know a position he's playing now.
On
his knees, sucking cock.
Really can't intimidate anybody.
You got to make that radio sound out,
I'm a little nervous here right now, John, just sitting here.
Well, I would be nervous. You get nervous hearing him.
All right, well, why don't we get your information emailed to us? We'll see if we can fill a roster spot for you.
We want a two-bob new
rod. All right, man, we'll talk to you later. Cool. Look, you're already being offered job. I mean, it's semi-pro.
Look at that. Hey, it's something.
Do they semi-pay?
Yeah, he's semi-pro. He's semi-pay. It's a fucking joke.
Not what this job does.
Oh, this guy's a riot. Good luck.
Poor Kane is getting reamed today.
My last minutes on Edge FM, and I'm getting destroyed. I love you guys.
What?
Bisexual John King has a radio job.
Oh, my God. See, that guy is funny. Semi-pro, semi-pay, I get it. Totally hilarious.
Oh, Doug, that would be you if you were on terrestrial. You
yeah,
know that, right?
I'll be honest, yeah.
That's everybody.
Okay, we need to hear that semi-pay. Yeah. Hold on.
Offer job at semi-pro.
Look at that. Hey, it's something.
Do they semi-pay?
Oh, that guy's a fucking riot. Just knee slapper after knee slapper. I love it. Listen to him dying.
See, now you're killing him. Doug's like, fuck you, I'm going to make you laugh yourself to death. Well, like those weasels from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Just knee slapper after knee slapper made me fucking die. I don't know
why. How funny would it be the first day King walks in, he just drops dead of a heart attack before he even starts the job? Oh, keep it running, brother. Oh, yeah.
It's fun to hit people.
It is fun to hit people.
Especially when you're my size, because people usually don't hit back.
They don't hit back.
No wife joke?
They bounce off, though. All right, so here's the deal. We promised we'd give you a shot. You need to try your stuff out here.
Yeah!
And
yeah!
My favorite part of my show has to be...
And when you're not on it.
All of my my show parts equally like kids.
Right.
But we all know parents have favorites.
Indeed they do.
My favorite part is this right here. It's time once again for What the Hell Theater with John King. There we go. All right, we got some stories from the internet, John. Let's hear it.
I quit. I'm tapping out right now.
All right, let's hear King read some news articles. All you want to hear that?
Yes, I do.
The police arrested a man after he crashed a stolen car into two other vehicles. He fled on foot before cops caught him and were able to identify him by his missing false teeth, which were knocked out when the vehicle's airbag deployed. The teeth were found on the floorboard.
Oopsie.
Whoops. I love how he's playing like sound effects in the background.
Oh,
again.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be the audio obstacle course. It's supposed to throw me off my game of reading.
But it didn't. You see?
Oh, see? I stayed the course, Dougie!
That a boy! Better than hitting the post.
needs a little fixing in there, I think.
Second story.
Wait, Hammy, just play that. Needs a little what? Go back. Did he try to throw in a joke there? I couldn't hear very well.
I did. I threw in a fixing in too.
Go ahead.
The teeth were found on the floorboard.
Oopsie.
Whoops. Needs a little fixing in there.
No, yes, he does. He needs a little fixing in. You are right, King.
Was recently buried alive while shoveling snow. The 52-year-old woman screamed for help after snow fell off her roof and buried her up to her neck for more than 2 hours. Mm. A Vermont State Police trooper found her in the snow pile and helped to dig her out.
Well, for hiring King, I think the radio station's screaming for help.
Hardball with John King has entered the room. And Ricky's pointing out, just look how jealous Dougie is.
Go fuck yourself, you twat.
Dangers of snow blowing.
Snow blowing, ladies and gentlemen.
Not even a dick joke, King.
It's not easy.
I was I was gonna go with blowing snow, but I didn't think they would allow that.
Blowing snow. That's my friend's name. Get it?
No, dangers of blowing snow. Get it? She was sucking off snow. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, John King. He's here all week. It's not easy with the obstacle course.
It could have been changed around a little bit, but I don't know if that would have been safe for radio. So
listen how fast he's talking. He sounds like Bugs Bunny.
This is my audition.
What's up, McKay?
I'll be. That's all, folks.
Oh God, help me.
I'm hired, folks.
At least I didn't say wabba wabba.
The Kane Report. He can't get a job because CNN already has John King USA on it.
John King 360?
Yeah.
been safe for radio, so you know, gotta, you know, this is my audition. I gotta be as safe as possible.
Safe as possible.
Safe as possible.
Here's the deal. We're testing these people out. Oh wait, we've got 11.
I'm sorry. Was he squeezing your balls for your voice to go higher every now and then? All right, King. This is high pitch. I safe as possible.
Fucking, fucking clutch and feedback. Hammy's meds are kicking, and he's back to being funny.
Oh, oh God. My God. I was nervous, doggy. I was nervous.
Yeah, we could tell.
I've been overdosing on penicillin, so I can fucking, my voice would be here.
Oh, yeah, well, it's definitely here.
Penicillin,
yeah.
Or penicillin. Get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boo.
Like my balls.
Listen, I gotta be as safe as possible.
Safe as possible.
Safe as possible. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting for jobs.
He sounds like a munchkin. Safe as possible.
I would love it if King just said, "Thuff one fuck attack." I fucked up a live read. That makes me very angry.
Is Doug dying now?
Yeah, kinda.
Jesus.
Kane's radio interview is funnier than drugged up Hammy has entered the room.
Here's the deal. We're testing these people out. Oh wait, we've got 11 contestants vying for the spot of the wannabe a DJ contest. And the, just so you know, the guy who put the sound effect, the audio obstacle course.
Whose bright idea was that?
97.9X DJ wannabe
Crisco. That was Crisco's.
He was our last winner, and he's still, hey, for
listen,
some reason.
If I could turn this into a 3-year gig, that'd be pretty good.
You never know. Does that mean we have to kick Crisco out then?
I would rather not, because he seems like a very nice guy.
Oh, shut up! Oh, shut the hell up!
Oh, you're lying!
King, you know you wanted to, you really wanted to say, fucking kick that guy out of here, I'm taking his job. No, he sounds like a nice guy, I'm a company man, woohoo, I'll even wear the t-shirt every day.
Meanwhile, King's thinking in his mind, hey, if it meant him losing his job for me to get a spot on there, I'll throw him out personally.
King is going to be like Howard Stern in Private Parts when he first gets his radio job playing the drums. Hey, it's Ringo Starr. How you doing, me love?
Oh, man.
The John Keane Experience here on 97.9X.
And he's going to be doing like the weird, awkward shoulder motions. It's John Keane on 97.9X.
WBS.
Wow, welcome to 97.9X.
Oh, God. I fucking hate you guys. But honestly, truth time, yeah, I know. I'd step over anybody's corpse to get into that
show. Oh, yeah, I know.
It was all about Tara.
What?
Making fun of Howard Stern's movie was a goal. It's all about Beth. All
right, keep it going there, Hammy.
Yeah. It'll get you far here, John. It'll get you far. More with John King, our wannabe a DJ, coming up.
Oh, boy.
97.9X is back to the Rockets.
Yeah.
Anything to do with
no, it's not. Not at all.
You feel sometimes...
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
King talked over that part on purpose.
No, what did I miss? No, there was a cut. For some reason, the audio that Marion did, online they do their own ads.
Yeah.
And sometimes the ads are off key with what's actually going on. So there was actually part of that cut off.
Wow, that sounds professional radio station.
Well, no, the radio station itself is fine. It's just how on the internet, whatever server, whatever they go through, puts their own ads on it and it goes over it sometimes.
Oh, I see.
So that conversation, if I remember that conversation correctly, there really wasn't anything to it. It was just kind of a 30-second filler conversation.
There also wasn't anything to this interview this guy's giving you. Nothing. No pizzazz. You suck.
Got me a job, bitch.
Would you like to hear more, Doug?
Yes, of course. You know it.
We're going to spend the rest of the show just playing this.
That's
tape.
Fine.
97.9X is back to the Rock in 60 seconds.
Rock, come on.
It's not an easy thing to do with
you. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was, I remember, that was the conversation we were having about how I turned my wife from liking pop music to liking rock and metal.
Yes, it's real riveting. I'm at the edge of my seat.
You might want to scoot back there.
Yeah, believe me, I'm standing.
Not at all.
You feel sometimes they're either born or you have forged her. You forced.
Wait, are they talking about fags or his wife? I don't know.
I I think the world.
The way it sounds, it could have been about rape. So honestly, since it's caught in the middle of it, it could be about rape.
Sir. We know you're a hockey fan. Mm-hmm. We like hockey here.
That's good.
Do they?
Concerts.
Indeed, I do.
What else about John should we know about?
I am an avid curler.
On the ice, the curling in the Olympics.
With the stars.
You're kidding me.
Not at all.
You're height against her.
Even the guy, for being the hack that he is, went, are you kidding me? Why would you admit that on radio, you faggot?
Because it's fun.
No, it's not.
Curling is awesome.
But for this guy, who sounds like he has no talent, to look at you and go, are you kidding me? Really?
One of the other contestants, Clutch wants to know about the other contestants. Most of them were like the same thing, but there was one guy there that was like, well, I want to do this. It's my dream and my goal. And he didn't like do anything with it.
They didn't move any of the conversation along. Now, Doug can bust my balls all he wants. Yeah. I at least moved some of the conversation
yes,
along.
Yes, I'll give you that.
As radio hacky as it was, I played along. I did the part. A lot of these other people didn't. And there was one girl there. I swear she was there because she just fucked the guy.
Fucking Ashley in feedback. It's a good thing Kane likes curling. When the Mexican janitor has a day off, Kane can sweep the floors.
You know, if this is all what it was, yeah, Kane, we're going to give you a job. Oh, yay! In the cafeteria shit. I wish they would move this conversation along off a cliff. This
John,
is hard.
What should we know about?
I am a avid curler.
On the ice, the curling, the Olympics.
With the stone and the brooms and everything?
You're kidding me.
Not at all, sir.
Your height again, sir.
That would be 6'8", yes.
Your weight.
In the 300s.
And you're in curling?
Yes, sir.
We're getting to the bottom of this.
You got it.
Where do you do that around here? Is it close?
Yeah, right in what? Right in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah! Right in my backyard! Yeah. Woohoo!
Molly Crew, Dr. Phil, got his 97.9. Curling, bro?
Oh, listen to that post. Wow. Mike seems jealous.
Oh, no. Yes, we curl with the stone and everything. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, let's fast forward a little bit because we got to not bust on Kane's balls this much.
Why? That's what the show was.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half now, and we've been doing nothing but busting on King's balls or leaving.
King's like, come on, guys. The NHL is the new official beer. You know, it's a penalty box, guys. Stop ripping on me.
Yeah, you should have brought in your curling video, King.
How funny would it be? King gets this job, and some sports station offers the penalty box like $75,000 a year to do his show, and King
how great would that be?
Song of the day.
There's no call 97.9 next to go. Bye.
King out.
X. Live and selling the drama. It's 97.9 X. That was your ass backwards song of the day. Here with one of our 97.9 X wannabe a DJ contestants, John King from Wilkes-Barre, and pretty big day yesterday in sports. You said you played some high school and football.
Yeah, I played some high school and football, or I played football and high school.
Did I just say that?
Yes, you did.
That a boy.
Oh, listen, that a call boy. Out the host.
That a boy. See, there's.
That a boy. King taught you well.
I guess that's
See,
the
I
bare
didn't
minimum.
Just let that slide. I had to be a professional.
That's bare minimum. Now you're not getting the job because you just made fun of the host, you idiot.
If you look at McKay's profile picture on the 97X website, he looks like a guy that does not want to be fucked around with.
Is he a fat kid?
No, he grabs a mic and goes like, yeah!
Muscular, and yeah, he's a real...
Oh, he's a big dude?
No, he's like 5'4". he's like 5'9 or something, but he's built, he's muscular.
Ah.
He's not a fat. He's not a radio fatty.
Oh,
like we
that's
are.
That's my job now.
Yeah.
Actually, I know. That's it. They don't have anyone on air that's a fatty.
Oh, that's good.
Well, now they do.
You're a big dude, man. You're throwing me off. You played, defensive and offensive line.
Yes, I did.
And so did you watch the big game?
Absolutely.
Who's your team?
I'm a New York Giants fan.
All right.
But for the game, I have a buddy who's a big Green Bay Packers fan.
Yeah! I can partially mention.
Yeah, but no name.
It was weird. It was weird hearing him say, I got a buddy who is a big Packers fan, instead of saying, I have a fat cunt friend who is a Packers fan.
I have a buddy, Chris Hamill, over there at Edge FM that's, he likes, what do you like again?
Oh, yeah, let me plug in other stations.
I just came here to do one thing, edgefm.net, listen to Brains Dude, 12 to 3. Yeah, and just leave.
So you won.
Yeah, it was good to see. Plus, I'm not a big fan of Big Ben anymore. So, yeah. So, yeah.
No rape joke?
He's got that little thing. You know, he's got that thing.
It's hard to wash off, man. Maybe that's good that it's hard to
wash
off.
Yeah, you know what would have fit good there, though? So, it's hard to wash off. Especially an 18-year-old's vaginal fluid off your balls.
Hammy's partial mention is the coolest, is the closest he'll get to being on radio.
Is you a party sort of thing, a bar, a home, just
it
on
was
your couch?
It was a local beverage establishment.
Yeah.
And I was, by halftime, see, I didn't really recognize all the Black Eyed Peas mess ups and everything like that because I was dozen
you were thirsty.
Yes, I was. I was a large thirsty boy.
You can't mention being drunk.
So there you go.
All right. Valentine's
Day. You can. I just went a little more facetious throughout there.
Oh yeah.
You were married right here.
Yes. I could see it went over well. It was funny.
What's I don't want to blow plants, but obviously it's something.
Oh,
big.
I'm married. We don't do Valentine's Day anymore.
Okay.
Oh, that's
right.
Done.
Typical morning zoo, man. I'm married. My wife doesn't talk to me anymore.
We'll get to the bottom of it, John.
I take my wife everywhere, like the kitchen.
And it's just a bunch of that for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, I think I got the point.
The more Doug says, the more he ruins his chances for being on Burger King in the morning.
That's fine.
Burger King and
Burger
Ham
King
in the morning.
DJ Dougie B in the morning. How's it going, guys?
They got Burger King and Wendy over here. Get it? Fast food joints.
Instead of having McCabe, McDonald.
Yeah.
Burger King, Wendy, and McDonald in the morning.
And the top of the hour, instead of like the idea, it's a Taco Bell hour.
Oh, ring that bell. Bing, Taco Bell time. Woo!
You got John King, Wendy something, someone McDonald, and John Bell.
And we got your French fry news stories coming up.
John Taco Bell here with the news.
Wingate says, Michael, we had a radio job next, and he's having me with no one for brain stew.
Yes, that's going to happen.
Hammy's going to start doing brain stew with Lola and Charlie.
Yes.
So what's going up, guys?
Meow. Charlie, how haunted were you when you escaped the house? Meow.
Guys, I mean, really, we're going to do this successful radio show. Meow.
Actually, and the intern Denny.
Well, it wouldn't be any different. It wouldn't be any different now. He already does the show with two pussies. Ha ha! Get it?
Oh
yeah, you like that? You like that? What are you laughing at? Those are the jokes you're going to be making in a couple of weeks, you fat.
Absolutely.
Wing gain feedback, brain stew.
You know what's great about that, though? I'll be making those jokes and getting paid.
Wing gain feedback, brain stew with Hammy, Lola, and Charlie Pow Chicken.
Oh, fucking. Oh, King. Congratulations, my man. I'm serious. As much as we rip on you.
Yeah, listen. It was great. And yeah, you know what, dude? It's. You know, it's something I honestly never thought was going to happen. I really kind of almost gave up on it. I kind of figured I was never going to get a chance at radio.
Nobody at this show thought that either.
I know that. Nobody at Edge thought that. Screw the show. Nobody.
Dude, I would rub that in Sing's face so much right now. Are you kidding me? I'd be sitting there, fuck you.
Yeah, on Wednesday night, just reply to everything Sing says. Goes, hey, guess what? I got a paid radio job, Sing.
Hey, Sing, guess what?
Paid.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And then you take a picture of your first paycheck and post it on Twitter.
And like Sal said, he might have an internship coming up with like some queer that he's doing the show, like for some guy. I don't know what he said. Remember he mentioned it. I might have an internship there, but the guy's a fag. Oh, okay.
Well, who cares?
Well, okay. You're
raise
right.
The money, then go ahead. Good job. You
know, I might own my own website and my own company, but we don't make money. Nothing. Oh my God!
Boy.
Yeah, so that's the situation.
So, in a nutshell, with the hour and 20 minutes here that we just spent making fun of Kane, he's got a paid radio job. He's leaving the Penalty Box and the Brainstew Media family and Edge FM.
Yes,
to
go on a literally bigger and better things.
I don't know about that, but yeah, you know,
bigger, yes, better. I don't think so.
Yeah, bigger, definitely better. You.
He's getting paid for radio, and they're being not so friendly about him doing other shows.
Yes.
So,
I don't. What's the big deal, though? Why can't you do that?
You know what?
Like they own your soul.
I think that I understand them because if I own a FCC-friendly radio station, and there's advertisers that are paying me to advertise there. I don't want one of my employees to be saying cunt, faggot, spick, nigger, and
what about
all
the
other
talk
stations.
Radio meltdown fellers?
I think Jack is like an intern there at
I thought
that
he worked.
Station. I don't know.
Doesn't he also have like another
he
show?
He might have been
on,
like
I
an associate
know.
Producer there.
Yeah, and it sounds like, but just the weird thing is the way that it sounds like they do the show, but they also they curse while on their show, but they also say that they're on, you know, they often do a station identification.
Yeah, that's on Fridays though, right?
And so I always found that kind of weird.
And he says the intro goes like, do you want to hear like a watered down version of us not cursing or anything? Listen to us on Fridays on Boston, blah, 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 blah.
So I don't know if he's an intern there or if they gave him that leeway to say you can do an internet show that's a little more uncensored and stuff like that.
It must be like whatever company owns the station.
Oh,
it must
be.
Because I think he works at
the way it seems like that is that they don't want to piss off the advertisers.
Yeah.
And if the advertisers hear, you know, that there's somebody associated with the station and thus associated with them, that's cunt this and, you know, N-word that, because I'm not saying it.
They do drop
fired.
That N-word a lot, though. What the hell is wrong with them?
However, Talk Radio Meltdown, they don't just blatantly say offensive things. Like, say, oh, yeah, this fucking guy. They won't be like, oh, fuck this, fuck that, fuck, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. They don't go like that like we do.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but they're just uncensored. They just freely talk. But the show's pretty much the same thing on
most
on
of the time
parts.
We curse. I can't
and I
say
think
the same
Jack works at WAAF, the same station that
oh, when I worked there.
Oh, yeah.
Same station.
Wow. But, I mean, we curse. I mean, King does it excessively.
There
like,
you go.
Yeah. Shut up, faggot. Sir John King, the morning man. Stay in your corner.
And you know what? Ashley and Feedback, the Brain Stew Castle needs a new king.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, it's true.
That's nice. That's
Win Game Feedback, they have Class and Kate's boobs. Yeah, that's
Kate used to be a fatty, though, right?
She used to be a little chunky, but then she got
super hot. Who
cares?
I would have fucked her with an extra 30 pounds, 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. I would have fucked her with an extra 100 pounds.
Probably has a loose body. Looks like a Picasso painting.
Her ass looks pretty fucking short.
I saw that. But that's because she was lying down and the gravity was pushing it all together.
Listen, when your ass is that kind of saggy or that kind of, you know, mush, it'll still look like she sat in a fucking gravel driveway.
Yeah.
Even if she is laying down like that. The fact is that she may have been like that, but she worked out, got tight again. You know, she's young enough to where her skin wouldn't stay flabby all the time.
Yeah.
If she worked out enough, it would have gotten tight. So that's what it looks like. And
yeah,
I would gladly eat her asshole. Just go.
Oh, my God, yes. Not reply to what you guys are saying, but I just got an awesome email.
You got a radio job.
You got a job?
Let's just say, King, remember I called you yesterday about a certain
interview?
Yeah,
about that thing, yeah.
It's going to be set for next Monday.
Sweet. You
what?
Got set without me. The what? First post-King brain stew is going to be good.
What?
Sammy,
nobody tells me nothing.
I tried to call you yesterday. You know the guy who did this? He's in the show The League. And he also did the song Show Me Your Genitals.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Got an interview with him.
Oh, sweet. Look at that, shit. Mike. Pulling strings over there.
Yes.
Genitalia.
Booker. It is now Michael Falcone.
Yeah, I got Queen Esther, bitches.
Who cares? Nobody likes she was an annoying cunt with fake.
Oh, whoa. Easy.
There's a cunt.
She could
she
be.
She was. Listen, I waited 2 weeks to listen. I listened to your show 1 week where she just completely forgot to
fucking
call.
Yeah, she fucked us,
in.
Yeah.
Then I listened to the next week where she actually did call in and was like, wow, I wish she had forgotten to call in again. Holy
shit. She wasn't that bad. She was a nice
she
blood.
She was awful.
Really?
And then you guys were like, well, hey, when are we going to be able to see your tits? And she's like, I don't show them off.
Oh, yeah, you told me that, yeah.
Why do you have fake tits and tattoos all over the place if you ain't showing a fucking titty?
Who knows?
You stupid blonde Jew bitch.
Easy! She could be listening. Probably not.
User Hammy hopes the brain suit download numbers don't drop post Kane has entered the room.
Please, they're going to rise. You're going to have everybody listening, and Derek and his lupus girlfriend are going to listen.
She can't listen. You have to click the mouse in order to listen. Lupus gives you a lock joint.
Oh, my God.
RJ's going to come back and listen. You're going to have all that. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. Well,
King's gone? Yeah, we can listen again.
All right, guys, I just got a text message. I got an interview tomorrow at WDHA. Sweet.
Oh, Tara won't be allowed to listen by her husband.
I will be. Oh, I forgot that. I will be at the Comedy Cellar this Saturday.
Oh, you're doing a show?
Yeah, I'm opening up tomorrow. Yeah, I'm opening up.
Speaking of which, how would you like to do another stand-up in Staten Island?
I'm kidding. I didn't get shit. I just thought I'd make myself feel better.
Go fuck off, then.
No, I have been talking to some people over there, though. So hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
By the way, I hope to God next week when this interview happens that Wingate's there so we can have him critique Wingate Oroki.
No, my God.
Genitals.
Keep him off the show.
Keep him off the... Did you eat...
Oh, no.
Whatever you do, do not let him back on that show. Don't you do it.
Oh, man. Well, King,
Wingate.
Congrats, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, Wingate, no hard feelings, yeah, but you're back on the show now.
Yeah, didn't shit. King take his spot? Because I remember King wasn't on the first show I did with you guys.
No.
Yeah.
I thought, that was kind of
was honestly a coincidence.
And then picked me as third mic. Oh.
And now that Kane's gone, Wingate's a stuttering idiot. But you know, we'll welcome him back.
Yeah.
Doug, you can be
until
third
Doug
mic.
Steals his.
Until Doug.
Hammy hopes Brain's 2 download numbers don't drop post King has logged out.
Welcome to 3 minutes ago, Mike.
I'm sorry, I was too busy wrapping up an interview.
I'm sorry.
Take that up your ass, you fake radio host, you.
You.
Oh, well, we seem to have a pranker on the line. Oh.
You Judas.
Oh, boy.
See, listen, you had people saying, man, King would leave, man. King is going to leave you guys in the dust. He's just gonna forget about you guys, see?
Yeah, that was you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was me. Yes, but I was quoting somebody from earlier.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh.
I don't think this show's numbers. This show's numbers won't go down. But I could tell you this. The filler show, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. here on Edge FM. Those numbers keep going up. So why don't you tune in?
Fucking Dougie.
Filler show, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. now.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Oh, boy. And I learned how to do some audio shit, so I started making an intro and everything.
There you go.
Everybody's doing more than me now.
I learned how. And I'm starting to make bumpers and shit. I'm still getting used to some of the things, so they don't come out that good. So I try cutting them up.
I was just learning how to do that. I did the intro for, like, Penalty Box and stuff like that, I did the Hammy song.
Yeah.
I was just learning how to do all that. Now I get to do that, and it goes live on air, and I get paid for it.
Egomaniac.
Ego, you idiot.
No, ego.
What the hell's an ego?
It's the egomaniac.
Oh, yeah.
Ego, Lego, my ego,
oh,
fat people.
Right, yeah, fat ass.
Get
it? Yes.
Not that.
Not a lot of people know what that means.
King,
so.
I want you. King, you got to do me that one favor. That just that one day when you make a joke, just go get it, ha ha, and then just. Oh, by the way, I don't want to ask you on air, but fucking, how much was that board you got there, pal?
My board, $150.
All right. Isn't there cheaper ones that are like $80?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's all I need.
Mike doing more work than Hammy now is logged out, and everybody on Edge FM does more work than Hammy now is logged in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Hammy went from being the guy with the huge ego and the four shows, and he has to do everything to now everybody's doing more than Hammy.
It must suck knowing that your third mic goes on to a radio job while you're still doing this.
It does.
I'm working hard to get that guest booker under my name in emails.
Yeah, it's like Larry the Cable Guy gets success while Jeff Foxworthy waits in the wings.
And on top of all that, they want me to do the graphics for like the station and stuff too.
Oh,
so.
Good.
So I have all that. I'm just saying how great it is. You know, it's really great.
Wingate, fucking Wingate. Hammy's gonna be third mic of his own show. Fucking Wingate.
Wow,
Wingate pulling out the big gun. Look at that. He's throwing punches. What did somebody say about me, those faggots? Who said that?
King's going to a station that's going to actually use his graphics, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Mike Singh. Dick.
Oh, man. Dude, I would just call up Mike Singh right now and be like, I got a job.
Oh.
Well, this has been a fun...
I'm happy for you, King. Good job.
Congratulations to that.
My lady and I are very proud of you.
My lady.
Me and my lady are very proud of you, King.
Every time he says my lady, I just want to fucking slit my wrist.
It is so awful.
He almost says it too. I know he has a girlfriend, but he almost says it too much where it's just
like trying to say, hey, yeah. Me and my lady, because I like having vaginas.
Yeah,
see,
it's almost like
lady.
It's almost like
who
it's
has
not
a
true.
Vagina and breasts?
It's like one of those gay guys that keeps trying to prove that he's not gay. He's like, yeah, look at those tits to every girl that walks by.
I just get a text from my lady saying, yeah.
My lady.
Yeah,
my
lady. Yeah, right. You get all these texts from your lady, but she never goes into the chat room.
Never. She doesn't like the show.
Have you seen her?
Oh.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, fucking
I haven't seen her.
Assholes. Hammy
I
will
am
be
not
desperate.
Bridge burning.
Fucking Hammy will be desperate for a third mic and ask his girlfriend has entered the room.
Oh. Nobody's that desperate. Maybe for sex, but not for a radio show.
Nobody's
that desperate. What do you think of that, dear?
Yeah, don't have the cats in the room. She'll freak out.
What's that thing say? Well, why do I see my name? Well, I see it only because there's a big fat black
guy. It says, tell Doug I can send him the link for the Behringer stuff. Behringer, it's a cheaper kind of board to start off with. It has like a four-channel mixer.
Oh, who said that?
Marianne.
That was Marianne.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
She will also send you a picture of her titties.
Well, send me the fucking link, Marianne. What the fuck are you doing?
for the Behringer or for the titties?
Both.
Oh, okay. Fucking Mariska Hargitay. Jesus Christ.
Will you stop surfing around for porn?
No, not her. I have fucking USA Channel and Law & Order just came
on. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Wait, could really. King still have a Twitter or no?
Yeah, are you going to have to change your Twitter name?
I may have to start a new one, I would imagine, because a lot of my Twitter is fucking cunt and shit.
No,
so.
You can still say that on your Twitter no matter what, though, can't you?
Let me tell you something. If Jermichael Finley can say shit and fuck on his Twitter, and he's a tight end for the Green Bay Packers,
yeah, but
you
Green
can...
Bay Packers have a different set of rules.
Yeah,
there, man.
But you see, the thing is, though, anything King says or has said on that Twitter can just be sent directly to Citadel, probably.
And mm-hmm. and that's the thing too. What if I change my Twitter and become, you know, King WBSX?
Yeah,
everything on that Twitter now is not just representing me. But it's representing
that company.
Yeah. Right.
Well, a lot of people from Goom had their personal Twitter accounts where they say whatever they want, and then they had Joe on Goom as their as a second Twitter. So you can just have a second Twitter account.
I don't know if I got to come up with a different if I could just change my Facebook name too, or do I have to get a new Facebook, or you know everything like that. I would assume as far as the Twitter, I'd probably have to come up with one. They also have like blogs and stuff that a lot of the on-air guys do. I don't think I'd be doing that quite yet. But those, they have a specific, you know, warning on there saying that none of the opinions of this person are that of Citadel Broadcasting or 97.9X, blah, 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 all that legal mumbo-jumbo stuff.
So I guess this logo by your Twitter name, Penalty Box King Edge FM, has to go.
If I'm getting kicked off and Edge FM makes me get rid of it, sure.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Look at that.
That's my personal one. I can leave up there whatever I want.
Fucking assholes logging in the names. Is Hammy's girlfriend more Scooby-Doo or Scrappy-Doo?
It depends on what Hammy says about getting her a ring. Then she might be a little more Scrappy-Doo.
She's not Scrappy or Scooby. She's Petey from the Little Rascals.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck me. My ribs hurt.
It's been one of those days.
Oh. Yes, it has. I've had a lot of fun making fun of King and doing radio with King. King has been a pleasure to be with. King, we will miss you, King.
Are we doing a sad goodbye now or what?
No, I'm not doing a sad. Fuck you,
man. I mean, this is a sports show.
No, the only sad goodbye, the only thing sad about it is that he's got a job before everybody else.
Not only does he have a big dick, but now he has a job. That's God hates everybody.
That's
fuck this.
Bullshit.
Hey, I'm working on my resume as a guest booker now. That's right.
You were pissed when I was jobless and had no money, and you're like, fuck you because you still have a big dick. Yeah. Now I got a big dick and a job.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, what's this world coming to?
I don't know, Doug. I just don't know anymore.
I'm going to get married and be unemployed, and maybe that'll make me work harder.
You could try that. You could try the homeless route like Ted Williams there. You got several avenues you can go.
Just horse shit. I don't know how that's fag. But at least you're better than Bristol Palin. At least you have that in the back of your head.
Well, yeah, that's always good.
Yeah. You have that in the back of your head, and also the CEO of Citadel Broadcasting's testicles on the back of your head. So how you like that?
Get it? Because
yeah,
because
you're sucking a dick. No, that still wouldn't work.
Get it?
Dude, that should be your catchphrase. Get it?
And then get it?
The king, get it? At Citadel Broadcasting on Twitter.
Instead of tell him Ringo, it's get it, King.
How's it going, me love?
My lady.
How's it going, me lady?
This is John King coming at you live. 97.9.
You know what the problem is?
Who is he? William Shatner?
That's how Howard sounded.
Anything on air? I'm gonna be like dropping little Edge FM nuggets everywhere. I'm just gonna have to do it. I'll mention something about Brainstorm. I'll mention Mike Singh hitting the post or something. I just know it's going to happen.
All you got to do is mention Doug Bryan and you're set.
And the filler show. Hey, everybody, listen. If you ever get bored with 97.9X, you can always listen to the filler show. 9
yes!
to midnight on Edge of...
Why did you talk, you idiot? I was just about to isolate that.
Oh. King, do it again.
No. Time is past. It's over.
No, I think all you need is the 9 a.m., 9 p.m. part. You just get out.
The 9 a.m. part?
Yeah, that's when we start now.
Fucking A, man. All right, you want to take a little break, and then we come back, finish up the show?
Yeah, we'll get out of here. Well, I'll get out of here.
We got to
for
have...
good!
Beat I'm it. Gone. I'll hand in my keys.
No, we're fuck changing me. The locks.
Hammy doesn't lock his door anyway. Just walk in.
Yeah.
Good point.
Why'd you say it? Now people that can figure out where I live.
Rob Hammy's house. He's got a nice TV and Xbox.
This is the penalty box. Well, it's really brain stew. On edgefm.net, here's some Metallica, and we're going to play the Misfits after this. Right here on the penalty box. Stay right there.
Miss the post.
Fuck you. I don't give a shit about the post.
No, he didn't miss it. It's still good.
I'm not talking anymore. Fuck this. Just listen to Battery. All right.
You dick.
What happened?
I don't know. I just saw in feedback play Van Halen, Ain't Talking About Love, so okay. I don't understand what the funny part about this is.
If you remember Opie and Anthony from WNEW, you get it.
Look at that fucking
No, I really don't remember.
So then you don't get it. So.
No.
When
what is this O&A like?
When they ran out of dump, they had a 40-second delay.
Right.
When they ran out of dump, it went to a song automatically to help regain some of the dump. This was the song that it was.
Oh, gotcha. So he just ripped off a show by accident then.
You can run out of dump.
Or I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Most places only have about 7 seconds of dump.
Well, then sorry, so, people.
When you dump out of it, you do that kind of stuff. When O&A had obviously 40 seconds of dump at NEW. And so when it hit that, it was, you know, many times they ran out of dump. They had fights in there. Anthony couldn't control his language, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So they'd go to that.
They had fights?
Yeah, on-air ramblings, if you will.
Oh.
Fucking Wingate, Hammy's gonna escort Kane out of the building. What? I'm gonna go to his house and escort him out of his own house?
Wingate should have just stuck with his one knockout punch and not said anything else.
Yeah, you should have just backed out like that episode of Seinfeld. You say something funny and just leave. Stupid.
Wow, only, what, 13 minutes left on Edge FM?
You should
wow.
just like King talk and not say anything.
He like should. Kane, how was your experience with Brain Stew and all this shit?
What, with that, dude, it was great. What else? I mean, what else can I say? Oh, you're gonna do it again? Oh, fuckers.
King, tell us how you feel. Tell them all how much you're just gonna miss me and no one else.
Well, you know, Dougie, when I started here,
it was so nice.
I never thought this day would come. You know, I always thought, wow, I'm gonna be stuck with these pathetic, no talent losers.
And no talent losers, aka Hammy and Mike.
This stupid internet station run by a racist bald man and a silly Indian dothead curry eating guy who always says, "My lady." You know, and I promised myself I wouldn't cry. And just to see this day come where I can just look at everybody in my rearview mirror and say, "Fuck all yous." It's a dream come true. You know, it really is. It's something truly special, and I can never rightfully describe the feeling that I have right now. It's truly mind blowing.
Your fake Douglas. Sadness is annoying me.
Yes, stop it. He didn't even cry this much on his wedding day.
Are you gonna marry me, you cunt, or not? Come on, let's go.
Hey, you better get all those out now, motherfucker.
So, Kane, what was your favorite moments of your time here, both as a listener and as a co-host?
Fucking with Wingate, obviously, some of the greatest stuff in the world. The Stewart stuff.
Don't forget me. What about me? Huh?
Huh? Dougie.
You had that one guy in from the other show on Edge that's on Tuesdays.
What, the Phyllis Show Tuesdays, 9 p.m. right here on Edge FM?
But he wasn't really funny. I think his name was Daniel.
Ryan.
Dan or Daniel, one of those. I can't remember. But, he just seemed to, you know, trying too hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, you motherfucker.
You know, I he could have been funny, but he just tried way too hard with a lot
who
of
is
stuff,
that
so
faggot? Just...
I think his name's Doug Bryan.
No, that's not him. It can't be.
Oh, the guy who tried too hard? Oh, I think that's Wingate.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. User King got getting a job helped him develop feelings as logged up.
Now Mike's going to read that 5 seconds later and be like, "Hey, look who just logged out."
Fucking Clutch wants me to be like The Rock and be like, "It doesn't matter what your favorite moment was."
Fucking Wingate brings up a great one. Fucking Nikki and his fucking leg. Fucking his leg was great.
My first
that
show.
Was always great.
Yeah, that was your first time on the show.
That's it.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I think the greatest moment that I had
was now leaving.
Was
leaving
when it was just when it was me and Mike, and we got Wingate to eat cat shit.
Oh yes.
Thanks to Cassandra. I don't know if she's listening or not. I think she's trying to fuck JM right now.
Well, she is. I think her and JM are starting to go out
the
now.
The way they talk, I had a conversation with them last week, and I said they just cuddle. I said bullshit. His fucking face smells like your crotch.
He wears you as a hat.
We just cuddle. Cuddling with your penis inside of him.
It looks like there's
whatever.
A snail trail on top of his head. Get out of here.
So, but with her help, we were able to get Wingate to eat cat shit, which was great. I think that had to be probably the highlight of my brain stew career. That was fucking fantastic.
A career where you're going to get a pension pay of nothing.
That's fine.
His pension just reaches to 20 grand. That's it.
Wingate's trying to say, like, hell, he only licked it. Bullshit, you had cat shit in your mouth. That's eating cat shit.
Why did I miss that day?
I don't know, dude. You really did. Plus, you might have been able to rape Cassandra in the bathroom. You know?
She was here?
Yeah, she was here.
She was actually in the
studio. Oh, God damn it.
That's how we got him to do it. We said, if you lick the cat, she'll show you titty.
Did she show titty?
No.
No, absolutely not. I told her not to. I said, you don't got to do shit. Because she was like, no. So I had Mike turn down the monitor in the studio and had her put on the headphones. I said, Cassandra, I said, I don't want you to actually show him titty. I said, just say you will to get him to eat the cat shit. And then when he does, I'll tell him. I said, no, we told her not to show you anything.
Dude, that could have been awesome because she's a whore and I'm a horny freak and we could have fucked in the bathroom live.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you
Well,
really
that,
did,
that's
you
what
that
I wanted. I don't think it's ever been done before where you made a porn live on the air. I don't think it's ever happened.
We were trying to do that and JM kind of pushed out.
What? Why
we
would
were
you
push
out? Trying
to get JM and Cassandra to do it. And
I
JM
would. I.
Out.
You know what? I would risk seeing one of my friend's dick to make a porn live
on
the air.
That's how my whole big dick thing started, because JM was supposed to send her a fucking cell phone pic of his dick, and he chickened out. He didn't do it. And she was going to send her tit pictures. So I said, fuck it. I'll show her my dick.
Well, here's the thing. My dick small is so unimpressive. I mean, soft is so unimpressive. If she got me hard, then you'd be like, okay, yeah, that's definitely a penis.
That's not just a flap of skin.
Yeah. Dude, we could have had sex in the bathroom, and I would have spit my game to her, the little game I have to her the whole show. God damn it.
The little game
she
of rape.
She would have taken that, too, dude. Cassandra would have taken that.
Good.
Exactly, you know. You would have probably never fucked her again, but who cares?
I don't care. Yeah. It's done on the show. There's documentation.
And she's cute, too. She's got that real, like, hoary cute to her.
Can we have her back in one day?
I don't think she wants to come back in again.
I don't think she wants to because she's just
she
creep.
Saw him.
she saw me and she saw Wingate.
She saw Wingate mouth a big cat turd.
God damn, I wish I came in that day.
It's all about timing, Douglas.
Yeah.
It's all about timing.
Yeah, it is.
And you missed that.
And Wingate Oroki. Again, Kane and Mike suggesting to Wingate do Kanye West Heartless. Was
so heartless. Come on, that was great.
How can you be so heartless?
Oh, there was a time I actually was in studio for those two times. That was memorable.
Yeah, where you're actually in New Jersey.
I was actually there.
Yeah,
getting pictures of Jennifer's ass while in studio. That was great.
Who's Jennifer?
Some bitch who used to listen to our show. All the time.
Oh, she's nice, and her ass is fantastic. I want her to sit on my face.
Hey.
I know that's your thing, Doug. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yes, Marianne. Thank you very much. The day we ruined Marianne's sex life with you.
That was great.
Okay, that was a great moment.
Yo, I mean, after all the things we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into...
Yep.
Hey, yo, I know something.
He's so off key.
Hey, yo,
that's the whole point.
But that's old me.
He's off and time. He's off key. He's off everything.
And you're going to show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend. Well, I got homies. But in the end, it's
he's on his own 7-second delay.
In the night, I hear him talk. The coldest story ever told. So he lost
on this road.
So heartless.
You hear Mike's
Happy
fucking
so
asthma ass in the background trying to die.
So heartless. Oh. I've been so heartless.
It seems like when I started coming here, the bitches stopped coming in. Wingate stopped eating shit. All the fun stuff. We should get whores back. You know what? I'm gonna bring a girl here. And I'm going to have sex with her on the air. Yay.
There you go. Live porn on the air. That's what we were talking about. That's never been done.
Do User Wingate still gets paid more than Kane.
Oh, that's true, too.
I forgot Mike was here until he just left.
But here's the deal, though. Does Wingate love working at Kmart?
No.
I love working at a radio station.
Who the hell likes to refill the pretzel machine and put more toilet paper back on the rack? That's a horrible
egomaniac.
Job.
Oh, yes, Wingate. And talking about Mike dating a mermaid.
That was okay. That wasn't the best.
That was okay.
Wait, but... Mike, so do you have a girlfriend or something? On Less Than Love, they said something about it.
No, I forget what happened with it. Someone was just making a joke.
Oh. Yeah, no, someone was joking around that I actually had pussy. No.
You should have just said yes, dummy.
I don't bullshit.
Even though your girlfriend's a fleshlight, you still should have said yes.
All right,
but
Kane.
See, here's the problem, though. He gets all this. He has all these girls around here, like around the peripherals of Edge FM, who want to fuck him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But he doesn't get pussy. I don't understand it.
Hmm.
Mike should be swimming in fucking ass.
This sucks. Every time I see that black guy, I know my name is mentioned. This is fucking...
Wingate still gets paid more than Kane. Feedback, get a brain stew PayPal account, use the money to get a Craigslist whore for Doug.
Why do I need a whore? I don't need a whore.
No, you go out and get your own.
Exactly. Except I don't have to pay for him.
Well, yeah, you do. You got to pay for the fucking syphilis treatments.
Well, yeah, that doesn't
count.
Yeah,
and you got to buy the booze first.
Who says I pay for?
Oh,
got all that herpes simplex A.
Yeah, I just let it go.
Oh, this is creepy with Wingate. I know cute girls at my work. Many of them are underage. LOL.
Oh, oh wow.
God, Wingate!
Well, Wingate's not coming back on this show anytime soon.
Okay.
Wingate's like 37, and he's trying to
Holy
fuck 16-year-olds.
Holy shit.
That's almost as bad as Mike saying baby sex last week.
Baby sex. Oh, Burger King and baby sex in the morning.
Oh, man. Toddler cock.
That was that Hammy?
No, that was me.
I know, but I said, never mind.
Oh, okay.
No, toddler cock is a good way to describe my cock, though.
Oh, I get it.
You see, he's starting to warm up for the hack jokes on morning radio.
See? Oh, toddler cock. Oh, can't say cock on the radio. I'm fired. Bye, everybody.
All right, Kane. 2 minutes left. What do you want to say?
Spill it.
I'll be serious right here for the moment. You know, I guess I'll end seriously and probably not. But just, again, I want to thank
just
everybody.
Don't you dare say your mom's box. Don't be like Johnny English.
Happen. That will never happen.
Opie and
Anthony.
I want
to say thank you to everybody from...
Who cares?
Shut the fuck up, Doug. I want to thank Doug Bryan. I want to thank Chris Hamill for giving me this chance on here. I want to thank Mike Falcone, who I've known longer than anybody here. You know, I've known him since 2002. You know, great guy. We kind of started the whole radio thing together there at CCM. It was great. I want to thank Sal for allowing me and for Brainstorm to be on Edge. I want to thank Sing for hitting all those posts and seeing that lady all the time. I want to thank Marianne. I want to thank Ricky. I want to thank even Tavern down in Florida. They were great. They were always supportive. I love every single one of you. You guys mean the world to me. Everybody here, everybody on Edge, everybody on Brainstorm, Filler, everything. All you guys mean the world to me. I will always remember you guys, and I'll probably be back here when I get fired. So, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I could not even think about being employed as a minimum wage worker at a radio station. Even that was so much of a dream, and I couldn't even realize that without you guys and without this place. So thank you very much. And I guess since I'll be doing the last words here, I can't have last words be, you know, all mushy and fucking shit like that. So I guess my final words on here would be...
plug the filler show. What?
See you later, cunts.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you later, cunts!
An end of an era.
Bye!
He's leaving unpaid good radio to paid crappy radio. Good luck to you, sir.
Are we off now?
What every single one of you would do if given a chance.
Yeah.
Are we off now?
King.
Well, hey, King, we want you to have the last word, so you say the last thing, we'll just end the show.
Good. Cunt!